Man, let's turn the lights on.
Let's get the show going.
How's everybody doing? I promise you I haven't quit. I am trying to rebuild and see where it all ends. That's all. Changes. It's good. It's good to have ambition and continue to seek better, right? I want to always improve in what I do. Oh, what is happening, Susan? Please, the shashing. Susan, the shashing. Oh, yeah. No, I already did that one. The do-rag is lit. The do-rag light is for show a thing. We good? Oh, God, I look like I'm gray right here. Chill. There's just no color. I don't know. It feels like it's been a long time. Shouldn't have left you without a dope beat. The step two, step two, step two, step two. Can I get copywritten for beatboxing? Because I do that. I do all that whole shit. Oh, man. Just trying to have fun, y'all. I find myself to be in a very sad place in the holiday season. Like, I cannot gather myself to be in a good holiday spirit. We'll talk about it. Not really. I don't know what I'm going to talk about it. It is Mental Health Mondays. Let's get into the music. It's my music. And I still get flagged. And then they go, hey, Xavier Lavo said don't play his own music. Boom, yeah, though. Yeah, yeah.
On God.
Dom DeMarco.
I do it on my lonely. When you on top,
top, top,
it get lonely.
Yeah, yeah.
I do it on my lonely.
When you on top, top, top,
it get lonely.
It's on me,
I got a plan.
It's on me,
I got my fans.
It's on me,
I got my guns.
It's on me,
I got my cash.
It's on me,
I got my jeans, peace on. I'm feeling
like Tupac, why?
It's all eyes on me.
It's on me, I got a plan.
It's on me,
I got my fans.
It's on me,
I got my guns.
It's on me,
I got my cash.
It's on me,
I got my jeans, peace on.
I'm feeling like Tupac,
why?
It's all eyes on me.
I hit shorty in the whip. She yelling, good life. That's the shit that I like. I came fast at night.
Y'all.
Life short, we gon' live it up.
It's Kasabian. Kasabian Live 01. What's going on, beautiful people? Hey, I tell y'all, I went down to do the scan for my thing for Invisalign, and my insurance showed that it was going to be nothing up front. They covered the $250, blah, blah, blah. I was supposed to go in there basically and pay nothing. And I showed up and lady was like, yeah, it's $275 today. And I was like, I don't mind paying $275, but what is it exactly that I'm paying for? When my insurance told me right off rip, they paying the $275. And she's like, no, that's for something else. What's the something else? Hey, bro, once she did that and had to go walk back and grab the iPad, I walked out. What's going on, beautiful people? My name is Xavier Lavo. Welcome back to the Xavier Lavo Show. How are you? How's everybody doing on this Monday? It's Mental Health Mondays. The holidays are here. It's a very strenuous time for people. Maintain your cool and watch what side people choose. God forgives. I don't. Neither do I forget. And my grandmother taught me that. I'm writing that in the song, and it makes to make sense in real life when things occur. People that want to get back at you are going to do things to get back at you, and they're going to try to get back at you however they can until they feel satisfied. And there's only one way to stop somebody from trying to get back at you, and that's to just get away from them and dead the shit. So if one wants to have peace of mind and peace of just sanity, sometimes you got to cut shit because it's just not worth. It's not worth playing that game. That's not a fun game. I don't play that fucking game. But that's the holidays. The holidays are this weird time where you get around people and you wear expensive shit and you wear like really cool outfits and stuff and you pretend to like people. And you want to be around people that you like. You really do. You want to like hear cool stuff and you want to be happy for them. And for some reason, it's like this weird competition. Like, I don't fucking get it. Like, I just give me something cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like the holidays are always like a reverse psychology thing where like everybody humble brags, which is cool. Like, I would rather hear all the dope shit you're doing than like all the bad shit, right? Nobody wants to hear bad shit, especially going through these life changes that we all go through. I'm pretty fucking amazed. I'm pretty amazed, honestly. You gotta wonder what's worth what. And I feel like I'm sweaty. I don't think the makeup is doing what the makeup is supposed to do. I feel like I'm not talking loud enough either. I'm venting because it's the holidays and I know people are gonna feel all crummy. Don't feel crummy. Just humble brag about all the cool shit you've done too and tell all your cousins they look fabulous and they look like they lost some weight. That's always good. Oh shit, you lost some weight? You've been working out? That's so good. Oh, I see you trying to get like you. Just say shit like that. Like, I don't want to make you get bummed out, but it's that time of year where you got to see people. Then you got to be like Andre. You know, you got to come out there with the flute. Pause. Just tell everybody they look nice. I swear to God, that's like the nicest thing you can. At least that's that's like the most PC thing you could do during the holidays is just be like, yo, y'all look fantastic. Honestly. It's like, what are you supposed to do? Hey, you know, my life's falling apart. You know, you put 20 years into something and you feel like the shit's fucking crumbling in front of you. And you got to keep that energy the fuck out the house. It's Thanksgiving. Don't nobody want to hear that bullshit. So everybody has to be fantastic and everybody looks good. And then you want to smile on everybody's face. And hey, dog, it's been a rough year. I know it has because that motherfucking that recession is hitting. Anyway, all right. Like I said, no more holiday drag. That's the mental health. That's all I got for Mental Health Mondays. I'm just venting about, like I said, things that just don't work out. And you just got to accept them and move the fuck on. Sometimes you got to go buy your own fucking bed and get your own goddamn sheets and pick your own shit. Because obviously, you just completely have the complete different taste. And you've never had the same taste. Oh, life's amazing. Let's get into the show. I have great show topics, I think. I don't know. Probably not. But I swear they're good. That Marvel movie came out. I didn't watch it. I just reviewed like the premise of it. And I said it sucked ass. And then Cartman made fun of it. And Cartman did exactly what I thought he should. Hulk Hogan's son was arrested for DUI. Wayne Brady got into a wreck. Then he got beat up. We'll talk about it. Chuck E. Cheese is removing their robots because of Five Nights at Freddy. Five Nights at Freddy. I'm sorry. Donald Marr suing Cesar Pena. How fucking beautiful is that? Kim Kardashian is going to star in a comedy. I'm intrigued, so I want to read it. I am a huge fan. Funny thing is, right? I was a fan of Kim Kardashian first, but I want to fuck her, so that makes me a bad guy. And you just like her. What's the difference? Like, what are we talking? I'm so confused. Either way, I think Kim is dope as shit. Shout out to Kim. I heard Kanye got divorced. That's hate. COVID test. There's free COVID tests again from the government. We'll definitely talk about that. And Snoop Dogg quitting. I cried almost because I was like, damn, that shit felt like somebody died, B. I smoke a lot of fucking weed. I'm not saying I smoke weed because of Snoop Dogg. I smoke weed because I'm too pussy to smoke heroin and like really get into this shit. Honestly, heroin, Kasabian, Lavo would probably make the best music ever and then just die at the end of this bitch OD with like a classic hip hop joint that I'll never fucking be able to accomplish any other way besides reaching maximum fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like every artist reaches that level when you bubble up in drugs and shit. And heroin's that one, bro, especially for the Lavo family. Old man jumped out the window and slapped into a fucking AC unit on the way down, so he didn't fucking make it. I'm not trying to go out in that fashion. I'm just saying, maybe I can put out a dope-ass album. Stuff. Hey, somebody showed Joe a video of Bear Mace. Joe wasn't feeling the same way. Oh, shit, let me show y'all these. These are dope. Have y'all seen these? These, I've never had Crocs. I just got these. And I think they're fucking cool because you don't got to put the little mierditas in them. These are fucking dope. I don't care for too much shit, but I do like nice shit and I like it to be super comfortable. So don't judge me if I tell y'all I like super comfortable shit. Like, I don't know. I just like to be comfortable. Like, what's wrong with being comfortable? I feel like if I work hard for my money, I should be comfortable. I should be able to enjoy the fruits of my labor and be able to enjoy what I've acquired and what I've been able to accomplish, right? Like, when you bust your ass at your job, you want to do something nice for yourself, don't you? Is that a normal thing, or is that just like something that, like, I don't know. I'm asking. Is buying nice shit something people don't do? That's not a thing. Don't tell me that. Anyway, it's hot because I got the heater on because it's fucking cold outside. I don't know. All right, let's get into the story. Bust a couple shots for Big Papa. Y'all know what time it is. That's what rappers say. That's what I was used to saying all the time. I go, you know what time it is? And you know who it is? We used to say shit like that all the time. That's how we got the party started. ChatGPT writes the intro. We do the show. We got all these topics to get into. Let's talk about it. Well, oh, should I play music? I got me. You feel me?
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Should I?
I do it on my lonely.
I will after this.
It get lonely.
Yeah. Welcome to the Kasabian Live-O Show, where we dive into the latest pop culture. Chaos that Marvel has caused. It's just not going away. This whole idea that you just make everything girls doesn't make it a different story. You just start to do shit that seems even more unfucking. Just, I don't know. It's just weird. Anyway, I told you it was going to do shitty on some whole nother shit. I was just reacting to another article, and little did I know that the movie was even coming out, unbeknownst to me. We'll get into it. Unbeknownst. I like that word. Unbeknownst. Mira pa esto. Big words. In today's episode, we unravel Hulk Hogan's son, who got a DUI. Remember him? He crashed and he shmishmishmer one of his friends, and now he got a DUI? The dude just doesn't fucking learn. Meanwhile, Wayne Brady finds himself in a wreck and got into an unexpected altercation. Excuse me. I don't know why that word was fucking me up. Plus, the animatronics are vanishing at Chuck E. Cheese. Why? It's because of Five Nights at Freddy's. Five Nights at Freddy's came out, and they're getting out of there. Don Omar's throwing legal punches at Cesar Pena. Kim K is taking the comedy leap, and stay tuned as we navigate through this whirlwind of this COVID spike that we're not going to talk about, but we will talk about how to get your COVID testing kits through the government if you're here in the United States, and why Snoop Dogg is bidding farewell to smoking Mary Wayne. Now, I know what you're thinking, Kasabian. Did Snoop Dogg really stop smoking weed? I can't get into that right now. But let's definitely finish up this Marvel topic. Recently, hold on. We have breaking news. Breaking news! This is news that's breaking. And it might have been broken for like a little bit, but I just discovered this shit right before the show started. This is where you come for breaking news! Oh, that shit was hard. The Joe Budden podcast went through extreme edits over the weekend due to the multitude of topics that were in the podosphere. I hope I use really big words to say what I need to say. I received the unedited, or at least the version of the clip in which Joe Budden and the crew, I shouldn't say Joe Budden, I'm just going to say the cast of the JBP, gave their take on what happened with the Puff Daddy situation and Cassie. I don't know why they cut it out. I don't think they said anything too wild. I don't care for his Drake take, but Loner, I actually heard a longer version. It's like 30 minutes. I'll see if I can send it to you. But that version is a bit different than the version that I received from you. Well, it was just more extensive and it had more commentary from everyone. Now, let me tell you something. The allegations and everything that Cassie and Diddy are going through, that whole shit is crazy. Not going to speak on it. Don't know what happened. They cleared that shit up before we came back to even discuss it. Not something that I want to talk about. I do not condone any of that. I wish everybody good tidings and good year. Honestly, that shit's crazy. So I was going to cover Hulk Hogan's son's story, but honestly, it's just bad. Like, it's just fucking reckless, dude. literally speeding over 10 miles an hour with a cop tailing you and you get pulled over for being a fucking douchebag that's drunk or blue drunk or high, whatever it was. I didn't even want to read the story. It was just boring. It doesn't make any sense that you're even doing stupid shit like this, especially knowing what, you know, your driving history. Get better, bro, please, because that's just weird. You shouldn't do anything stupid behind the wheel. Like, am I the one that needs to tell you that? I don't think I should be the one. I was going to cover the Wayne Brady story. Another driving altercation. Wayne Brady gets into an accident on a PCH, okay? Then, when he gets out to collect information from the other driver, they begin a fight. Both drivers are 51 years old. Now, as you can think, a lot of jive turkeys and you ain't shits were thrown around. But Wayne Brady got his ass whooped. The guy proceeded to get in his car and drive away. As I see it, if it was the guy's fault that caused the accident, right? But then he said, if I whoop your ass, it ain't my fault. And he whooped his ass? That's a fair play. Wayne Brady got to eat that. Take the ass whooping and get your ass over to fucking one of them shops down in the valley and get your shit taken care of. You got beat up? That's okay, bro. Speaking of getting beat up, who saw Hassan Campbell get shot at 12 o'clock in the fucking afternoon on a Sunday in the beautiful South Bronx? Did y'all see that fucking beautiful scene? They threw fucking glass bottles of Malta at him out of the windows from the top of the apartments. Then they just casually ran up on him and boom. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I couldn't believe the shit either. Broad day. It was 12 o'clock in the afternoon. He looked like a crazy old man screaming at his phone. They throwing shit out the windows. And then one in the arm. Broad day. Shout out to the Bronx. I love the Bronx. The Bronx is amazing. Oh, man. All right. Again, the holidays are coming up. Lie. Tell everybody you're trying to get like them. Tell them they look great. Say shit like, big dog. Salute, big dog. Do me a favor. For this Thanksgiving, let's make it a theme. You know, this whole year, people been doing stupid-ass themes, right? Beyonce had that beautiful theme, and everybody just copied her with their dumb-ass themes. Let's make it a theme for Thanksgiving. Hey, yo, big dog, salute. That's it. Hey, yo, loner, you feel me? Big dog, you feel me? That's what we doing all Thanksgiving, yo. But anyway, let's get into these stories. Let's get into these topics. Oh, my God. I felt very ethnic just a minute ago. Did you hear that? That was disturbing. I don't even know who that was. All right, let's get into these stories. I had one more. Somebody did some. Oh, the Kanye. Welcome back to the Xabian Lavo Show, where we cover the news. And I read news from different news sources, and I give you interesting topics that I believe you should hear about. Yeah, Kanye and his wife got divorced. I don't even want to talk about it. I don't know what's going on. Thoughts and prayers. But Chuck E. Cheese got rid of the robots due to Five Nights at Freddy's. Burr, 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 burr. They got rid of all their robots. Okay. Maybe they didn't, but let's talk about this. Stories out of TMZ. Chuck E. Cheese getting rid of its kitty robot characters in the near future, except for one location, and people think it's because of the new movie, the new horror movie, but that ain't so. So here's the catch. Five Nights at Freddy's is like a smooth knockoff of Chuck E. Cheese. Everybody says that there was some type of retro... I don't think it was called Freddy's Fazbear, was it? Is that what it was? Or are they copying Pistol Pete's? I thought they were copying like Pistol Pete's and his robots. Either way, the movie took the fuck off. That game took off. I remember that shit on YouTube. My kids used to watch that. And then like they would watch the YouTubers that would get jump scared by it. To watch that become a movie is amazing. But the head of communications over at Chuck E. Cheese told TMZ the speculation about the discontinuation of all the animatronic creations, effectively known as the, that is not the name of, they're the Munches. The Munches make-believe band. fucking Ice Spice. Being a direct result of the Five Nights at Freddy's is totally bunk. It ain't. Okay, it is. We're just making shit up. But it would be dope if they like Five Nights at Freddy's Chuck E. Cheese. Like, I think that'd be kind of cool to watch. Honestly, You wouldn't go to a Five Nights at Freddy Chuck E. Cheese themed, like, October theme thing where you call it, like, Chuck E. Cheese Freddy Fazbear Night or some shit? I think that'd be dope. Don Omar is suing Cesar Peña. I didn't even want to get into this stupid Cesar Peña thing. I told y'all before what I think that this is just more despicable than ever. It's hard enough to sell yourself as a Latin anything, let alone a Latin realtor, a Latin investor, a Latin that is just trying to do better for himself. And then you see stupid shit like this, in which they take something that's so valuable to people. One, their hard-earned money. Two, homes. And it's almost a sacred process, right? The home buying process is most people's largest purchase that they make in their entire life. It's a big deal for a lot of people. That's usually generationally forwarding and generationally wealth changing. If done properly, done improperly, and done, you know, unprepared, it can definitely be detrimental. But nonetheless, if done properly, how amazing is that? So, the Caesar thing was so fucked up because the style of investment that he was talking about is possible. Those returns are not, though. Like, a steady 30% return is completely impossible. Like, that's crazy to even predict. It's not even something you should ever touch. Nobody should ever be able to tell you that there's a 30% anything guaranteed. That shit is crazy. When it comes to real estate, there's wins and losses. You're not going to win all the time. Money has a price. Money, time has a price. Properties change. The trends change. And a lot of things, you know, aren't the same today as they were yesterday or as they're going to be tomorrow. In this situation, a lot of people put their hard-earned money thinking that they were going to be a part of an investment firm of real estate portfolios that were going to be renovated, flipped, and occupied, and they would be able to generate their wealth making money from the rentals. Now, that's a thing that can happen. My problem is that there was nothing wrong with that. It was the guarantees that they made. They started making guarantees and people started asking for their money. When you tell somebody there's a 30% guarantee, if you don't make it, you're going to have to take that money from either your pocket or from other people's investments. And that's just how it goes. You can't make those guarantees. Those aren't real guarantees, because if you're not making 30%, how the fuck are you paying 30%? Stories out of the Daily Beast. Latin music icon Don Omar has filed a multi-million dollar lawsuit against a criminally charged associate of radio host. Is it not moving? It looks like it's not moving. DJ Envy alleging he was duped into a fraudulent real estate deal. Omar, whose real name is William Omar Landrone, says in the complaint that he is invested in properties with Cesar Peña and his real estate company since 2019 and that it's not moving. Peña has vanished $2 million from one deal. I could imagine him saying that shit in Spanish. No, eso se lo comió todo. He vanished $2 million from one deal, and although a year has passed since the Fast and Furious actor's investment, Peña has yet to produce a single document relevant to the acquisition, renovation, and rental of the properties. That's the catch. He was taking your money, buying properties, putting people in them, property managing. It was so much shit. But if it's not really happening because you have to use that to pay the other people, you're robbing Peter to pay Paul. Not a good idea. The money is, let's say, for all intents and purposes, disappeared. Omar's complaint, Prime Platinum is using Peña and... they're just hitting them for breach of contract, and they're seeking $2 million in damages. I think that once it gets to the level of other superstars complaining about Caesar, you're going to see screws turning that you didn't see before. I definitely see a shakeup at the Breakfast Club. I don't see how the Breakfast Club continues, especially this iteration of the Breakfast Club. I think the Breakfast Club has one of the ugliest sets right now on just anything, on social media, on the whole shebang. It's not well. It's shit. It's not good. I'm serious. It's not good. Kim Kardashian is doing something kind of dope. I'm excited for it. Kim Kardashian is going into comedy. It's kind of cool. Stories out of People. Kim Kardashian is reportedly prepping for a major new movie role. On Sunday, Deadline reported, sorry if you see me reaching over, I'm literally pushing the touchscreen teleprompter that's not moving. On Sunday, Deadline reported Kardashian 43 is excuse you, Now You're Gonna Move is 43 is attached to the star and the production of an upcoming film titled The Fifth Wheel, which she's currently pitching for a major studio. That's okay. That's interesting. I thought it was already sold. I didn't read it. I just took the story. The movie will be written by longtime Saturday Night Live writer Paul Pell, who Deadline reported Kardashian will co-produce the film with, as well as screenwriter Jane Brito. I don't know who these people are. So I'm not sure if the Saturday Night Live people are still active in screenwriting for other things outside of Saturday Night Live, like in this case. I'm not sure if that's like a real thing. I don't watch Saturday Night Live to know if they're still funny like that. No offense. Like, that's a dope ass thing that y'all do, and it's hard as fuck to do, but I don't know what's going on over there. I don't know. Look, every comedy movie that came out this year flopped. They bombed. We don't know why. I don't think they were well written. I don't think they should have been movies. I think we're definitely coming into this weird time of making movies again. I don't know. They have to relearn how to entertain the masses. At the moment, you're not figuring it the fuck out. It's not doing good. I promise. It's that time of year. Flu season, COVID season, everything season, and the United States government is giving out COVID tests. Make sure you head over to COVID.gov to get your free test. Stories out of NBC News. Each U.S. household can now order 4 more free COVID tests by sending, excuse me, four more free COVID tests to be sent out by the federal government starting the week of November 27th. As with the previous 5 rounds of government-issued COVID tests, orders can be placed online at COVID.gov. People who didn't take advantage of the last offer in September can still order the 4 rapid antigen tests that are made available from then, and that'll total to 8. So don't go buying COVID tests just yet. Most insurances aren't paying for your COVID test. There is a big difference between getting tested by the doctor and a COVID test. Please make sure you head over to COVID.gov to get your test and test yourself and be sure that you're prepared for you and your family. Remember, the old are susceptible. I don't even know if that's a thing anymore, so that's false information. But with the COVID test, please take care of yourselves. Check yourselves. We're going to be around a lot of family. Just make sure you don't go out there fucking everybody up and giving them COVID. You know what I'm saying? Snoop Dogg announced that he was going to quit smoking, and I honestly felt like somebody died. It felt like a piece of my childhood was taken out of my chest and stomped out. I don't know how I felt about it. I was definitely devastated. I felt like a child that was told Santa Claus wasn't real. That's how I felt. I don't know why I felt that way, but that's how I felt. Stories at NBC News. The rapper's viral social media post saying that he was giving up smoke last week was a part of an ad campaign for a smokeless fire pit. That's it. Shout out to Snoop. I'm going to have my son come in here and start doing the goodbyes. I love what he did the one time that he came in with me. I think that that was fun as like shit, and it was cute as hell to have him do that. So my name's Kasabian. Live in the moment. Don't live in the past. Be safe. Stay dangerous. Lavo loves you. And I think he said thank you for being here, and you guys have a good night. Appreciate y'all. Lavo. Wow.